Ladies and gentlemen, Simon and Garfunkel.
Underground is closing soon, and in the dark, deserted station, restless in anticipation, a man waits in the shadows. His restless eyes beat and scratch at all the thing and touch or catch, hidden deep within his pocket, safe within his silent socket. He holds the colored crayon. Now from the tunnel's stony moon, carriage rides and opens wide above the doors, but he hesitates, then withdraws deeper in the shadow. And the train has come suddenly, on wheels clicking silently, like a gently tapping litany, and he holds his crayon rosary. From his pocket quick he flashes the crayon on the wall, slashes deep upon the advertisement, single word of form, rise of four letters. And his heart laughs, screaming pounding across the tracks surrounding, shadowed by the exit light, his legs take their ascending flight, to seek the breath of the darkness and be suckled by the night.
I may find her. It's really not a song about an imaginary girl, Emily. It's a song about a belief. And Overs, the song that follows Emily, is about the loss of that belief. Why don't we stop fooling ourselves? The game is over, over, over. No good time, no bad times. There's no times at all, just the New York Times. Sitting on the windowsill near the flowers. We might as well be apart. It hardly matters, we sleep separately. And drop a smile passing in the hall. But there's no laughs left, 'cause we laughed them all. And we laughed them all in a very short time.
Time is tapping on my forehead, hanging from my mirror, rattling the teacups. And I wonder,
how long can I delay? Just a habit like saccharin. And I'm habitually feeling kind of blue. But each time I try on the thought of leaving you, I stop and think it over. I used to live in England. I was in England, in fact, when The Sounds of Silence became a hit here in the United States. And while I was there, I became friendly with a blues guitarist named Davy Graham, who taught me a guitar piece called Angie that we'll do in a second. And, before I was in England, I was very friendly with my brother, who is seated over there and will come on up and play it with me. It's my brother Ed. You want to count up?
Sure, why not? We have the same mother.
Go.
Thank you. casting shivering shadows on the houses through the trees. And the light from a street lamp paints a pattern on my wall, like pieces of a puzzle or a child's uneven scrawl. Up a narrow flight of stairs in a narrow little room, as I lie upon my bed in the early evening gloom, impaled on my wall, my eyes can dimly see the pattern of my life and the puzzle that is me. From the moment of my birth to the instant of my death, there are patterns I must follow just as I must breathe each breath. Like a rat in a maze, the path before me lies, and the pattern never alters until the rat dies. On the wall where darkness fell, and it's fitting that it should, for in darkness I must dwell. Like the color of my skin, or the day that I grow, my life is made of patterns that can scarcely be controlled.
There are times when I'm singing one of Paul's songs that I feel the song is really very personal and probably shouldn't be sung by anyone other than the writer. But there are other songs that go beyond one person.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light. Split the night and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share, and no one dare sound of silence. Fools and I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might.
take my eyes
and I might reach you.
But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed in the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed its warning in the words that it was for me. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway wall at Hamlet's Falls. And whispered the sounds of silence.
Lovers will marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. Mrs. Wagner Pines and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for.
Wish I was a Kellogg's cornflake, floating in my bowl, taking movies, relaxing a while, living in style, talking to a radio cage in the place LA. Casually glancing at his toupee. Wish I was an English muffin, about to make the most out of a toaster.
I'd ease myself down,
coming up brown. I prefer boysenberry more than any ordinary jam.
I'm a citizen for boysenberry jam fan.
I'm becoming first lieutenant. Would you put my photo on your piano? To Mary Jane. Best wishes, Martin. Oh, Roger, try to leave him by the basement door. Everybody knows what he's tippy-toeing down there for.